the idea of the spectrum has widened the categories, and of course is one of the major reasons why there are now so many more cases diagnosed of autistic disorder. So we have a huge increase, and it's of course very difficult to know whether this is a real increase in the incidence of cases or whether it is merely due to this wider categorization and a greater awareness of such cases. At the moment, we cannot tell which it is. But this, while it has brought many very problematic children into the limelight and has given them also the possibility of being studied and being helped through special education, it has also had some very undesirable consequences, because in some sense the whole idea of the spectrum has now resulted in autism being a really heterogeneous category. So it's very difficult to see what the common denominator really is and whether there is a common denominator. In fact, it looks as if it is absolutely essential to talk about subgroups here before we can actually get at a genetic basis. So at the moment, in my view, it is actually quite hopeless to try and find a genetic basis of everything that is in this autism spectrum. On the contrary, I would advocate that we need to go for specific symptoms. For example, weak central coherence, which is a style which can be found not just in at least a subgroup of those who are on the autism spectrum, but also in their parents. Now, this could be something that has a genetic basis. Historically speaking, Asperger syndrome has come more and more into the focus of attention. More and more people are diagnosed with Asperger syndrome as opposed to autism. And the reason for this is because we can now recognize even mild variations of social and communicative incompetence, inability in people who before that would not have been considered to be in any way abnormal, but maybe considered eccentric or just very socially uninterested. So Asperger syndrome is at the moment quite a controversial diagnosis. While there seems to be a desire to keep it within the spectrum of autistic disorders and put it perhaps at the mild end of these of the spectrum with slightly less severe deficits and perhaps better abilities of compensation, better intellectual abilities, which course help the compensation, there is also a possibility that in the end it might have to be taken out and put into a special category, trying to find out whether it also has different biological origins, different genetic origins, is of course yet another matter.